Well, praise the Lord, everyone. It is Monday and it is a new week, a new beginning. I am so thankful that God's mercies are new every morning and great is his faithfulness. So let's just come together, being thankful that we're not alone. Even though you may look around and feel alone, we are together. This is a prayer experience that we can have together. So share this video with other people. And you can subscribe to Daily Talks Media UK channel on YouTube. You can connect with us live. You can leave your prayer requests and your praise reports and your comments. The prayer experience hotline is on your screen. You can call for prayer. And so let's enter his gates with thanksgiving in our hearts. And we're going to start with Psalm 134, 1 through 3. It says, "Behold, bless the Lord, all ye his servants of the Lord, which by night stand in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands in the sanctuary and bless the Lord. The Lord has made the heavens and the earth. Bless thee out of Zion." So I looked up the word bless because, you know, we use that word all the time, but what does it really mean? To bless means to give honor, to give glory to as a divine or holy one. And we know that God is divine. We know that he's holy. And we want to bless him. We want to bestow that honor and glory to whom it is due. So today, let's bless the Lord. And notice that scripture says to lift up your hands. So today, I just want to lift up my hands to God. Just lift up your hands and just say, "Lord, we bless you. Father, we come to you today in Jesus' name. And we just want to bless you, Father, for a new beginning. Father, we need a new beginning at times. Old things are passed away because they're not good. But behold, all things are become new. So, Father, we thank you for the new. We thank you for a new day. We thank you for the sun. We thank you, Father, for the night. We thank you for everything in between. Father, in you, the beginning and the end and everything can be good because you are good. And Father, our prayer is that we begin a new week, Lord, led by your Holy Spirit. That our plans, Father, would become your plans because your plans are good. So Father, bring us from the place of, Lord, bless our plans, but to the place of, Father, what is your plan? Father, help us to long to know your plan because that is the plan that is blessed. So, Father, that is our heart's cry today, and we just thank you. We give you thanks because you are worthy. We bless you. We bless you. We bless your holy name, and we thank you that you are above all else, and, Father, help us to see you as that. In Jesus' name, we give you thanks and praise. Amen. Now we're going to go into the inspired word, and the scripture that came to me instantly when I thought about the inspired word is Psalm 119, 105. It says, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." And I want to add to that Psalm or Matthew 7, 13 through 14 in the King James Version. It says, "Enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate. And broad is the way that leads to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leads unto life, and few there be that find it." So going back to the scripture that says, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto our path." If you think about it, our feet are going places. We're going places. We're walking places. We are going down a path. Every single day, we're walking and we're going somewhere. And when you go to back to Matthew, it talks about that there is a way that is very broad and it leads to destruction. There's a lot of people going down a broad way and it's leading to death. It's leading to destruction. And a lot of people are in that way, but it says there's a straight way. And that straight way, it leads to life. And there are few that find that. I believe that God's word is a gauge that we can use to know if we are going down a path that is dark or a path that is light. God's word is a map that we can go by to determine the outcome of our destiny, where we're going. You know, there's a lot of voices out there. And when you look at the numbers and you think, well, the crowd is doing this, it must be okay because there are a lot of people doing it. You know, even in the church, sad to say, there's a lot of people that are blending in with that crowd. But when we go back to what God's word says, then we can identify whether it is of life or of death. So it is so important that we know what God's word says, because his word is a lamp to our feet. It will show us how to walk, and it's a light unto our pathway. So let's think about that today. And let's just ask ourselves the question, are we living our life according to God's word? Or are we going down a path that's broad because it's popular, because everyone else is doing it? It's so easy in this life to look and see what everybody else is doing or what the popular thing is, and we find ourselves thinking that it's normal. But you know, if you search deep down inside your heart, you can tell whether there's peace with that or not. So our prayer today, I want it to be that, Father, we would value your word, that we would allow your word to guide us, so that we would go in a path that is profitable, a path that leads us to something good. So, Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you for your word. Father, it guides us. It leads us in a right direction. But Father, we need to know your word. It is your word that when we know your word, we shall know the truth, and the truth shall make us free. So, Father, give us a love for your word. Father, help us to make time for your word. Help us to know your word, not just in our head, not just mentally, but Father, in our hearts. Father, give us a revelation of Jesus, like Paul prayed in Ephesians 1, that we would have a spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Jesus. Father, to know you changes everything. Father, for your word to shine light, Father, that it's life to us. So, Father, number one, give us a love for your word. Help us, Father, to make your word a priority, because your word will help us to see if we are going down a wrong path or if we're going down a right path. And, Father, we want to be among the few that goes down the straight and narrow way, because, Father, it leads to life. But Lord, we also want to take people with us. So Father, help us to be mindful of those around us, Father, that also need to know truth. But Father, first of all, we've got to love you. We've got to love you so that we can love other people. And that is our prayer today. And we thank you for hearing our prayers and answering them in the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Father. Now we're going to pray for the church, and I love the church. I just feel like the church should not just stand, not just walk, not just run, but we should fly, we should soar. Because of what Jesus has done for us, our lives should be different than the world. So today I want to read from 3 John 2 through 4. And this is a very common verse that we use for healing, but I want you to listen to this. It starts off and it says, beloved. So it's talking to us. We are the beloved of God. And he's saying, beloved, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. For I rejoice greatly when the brethren came and testified of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in the truth. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. So, according to those inspired scriptures, we know that God wishes above all things that we prosper and that we're in health, even as our soul prospers. Now, our soul is our minds and our wills and our emotions. We can't really prosper in the natural if our minds are not prospering in the truth. Again, it goes back to we shall know the truth and the truth will make us free. So when we know truth, then that works out in our lives to where we can see fruit of that. So as our soul begins to find out that by his stripes we are healed, then we are able to see that come to pass in our life. But it starts with God's word, by hearing God's word. You know, the Bible says, how can we believe except we hear? So we hear, and then faith comes by hearing. So according to that, God wants us to prosper. And he says that he rejoices when he hears that we walk in truth. He takes no greater joy than when we walk in truth. Now, you know, truth is a person. His name is Jesus. And as believers, we have truth. We have Jesus in our lives. And so that should manifest in our lives to the world. They should be able to see Jesus that's on the inside of us coming to the outside of us. So again, I love the church. And I believe that what Jesus did for us should reflect to the world in such a great way that the world is going to want to have what we have. So let's pray let's pray on those scriptures right now. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you that your will is so clear that you wish that we prosper. Father, you don't want us to not succeed. You don't want us to fail. You don't want us to lack. Father, you want us to prosper in every area of our lives. Father, help us to know that. Help us to truly know that it's your will that we prosper and that we be in health as our soul prospers. So, Father, we want our minds to be renewed to what is true of us. Father, so that we can believe that. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by your word. Help us to truly hear that it's your will that we prosper and that we're in health. And Father, we pray that our minds are renewed to the truth. And Father, ultimately, all we can do is just make time for that. Father, we can pay attention to your word, but we know, Father, that revelation comes from you. So Father, reveal Jesus to us so that we can properly reveal Jesus to other people. And Lord, that is our heart's cry today. And we thank you that when we call on you, you answer us. There's no way that you would say no to your word. Father, your promises are yes and amen. It is done in Jesus' name. So, Father, just help us to give time to you and help us to hear what you say so that we can have faith to believe it. In the name of Jesus, amen. Thank you, Lord. Now we're going to pray for the nations because God loves his people, but he also loves the nations. He loves the whole wide world. We want to go to Psalm 117, 1 through 2, King James Version. It says, oh, praise the Lord, all ye nations. Praise him, all ye people, for his merciful kindness is great toward us, and the truth of the Lord endures forever and ever. Praise ye the Lord. So look at the scripture. It's telling the nations to praise God. So it is God's will that not just the church praise the Lord, but that all nations praise God. And it says, because his merciful kindness is great towards us. So we have a reason to praise God. His mercy and his kindness is great to us. And it says, and the truth of the Lord endures forever. Now think about that. Here we go again with the truth. God's word endures forever. Sometimes we catch ourselves looking at the things that are temporary. But the Bible says that the things that are temporary, they are subject to change. But God's word and the things that we don't see, they are eternal. So Let's pray for the nations, that the nations would line up with the Word of God and praise Him together as one. Father, we just come to you today in Jesus' name. We pray for the nations of the world. Father, you love them all, red and yellow, black and white. They are precious in His sight. Father, help the nations to know that you love them. Help the nations to know that you are merciful and that you are true and that you are good and that you are Lord of all and that there is none higher than you. And Father, that the things of the world that shine so brightly, they are so temporal, but the things of you are eternal. So Father, turn the hearts of the nations to the one who is true and eternal and good. Father, reveal Jesus to the nations. Lord, send forth laborers today, Father, to every corner of the nations with hope, with a message of good news, because Father, that's what we have. We have good news. It's a gospel that's so good that it seems like it's too good to be true. But when it's too good to be true, it's the gospel. And Father, the message is powerful. It is Christ in us, the hope of glory throughout the world. And we thank you today for reaching out to the nations and showing them your love. Thank you, Father, for doing that today. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Father. Healing prayers. So this is a scripture that we commonly use for being born again, for being forgiven. But it also is a healing scripture. Romans 10, 9 through 10 in the King James Version. It says, if thou wilt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe in thy heart that God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So it's very common and familiar that in a church setting, there's an altar call. And when we're not born again, we go and we accept Jesus as our Lord and Savior. And the way we do that, the Bible says, is you believe in your heart and then you confess with your mouth. And the Bible says you are saved. So you can do that the same way for Jesus being your healer. When you look at the word saved, you can look that up in your Strong Concordance, or you can even look it up in the Webster's Dictionary. But saved means forgiven, but it also means healing. It means safety. It means deliverance. God wants His children to be saved in every area of life. And that includes your physical healing, your emotional healing. So today, let's go to God and ask God to be our healer the same way that we asked Him to be our Savior. It is as simple, just like when you went to Jesus and you asked Him to forgive you of your sins, you didn't understand what all that meant. You just knew that you needed a Savior. So today, there are people listening that you know you need a healer. So today, the invitation is here for you to go to God and you just repeat after me. All you have to do is just believe in your heart and let's just say, Jesus, I come to you today and I accept you as my healer. And you know, if you've not been born again, you can ask Jesus to come into your heart right now. Father, I come to you in Jesus' name and I ask you to forgive me of my sins and to give me salvation. And Father, I thank you that that salvation includes my healing. And I receive Jesus as my Savior today and I receive Jesus as my healer today. And I thank you that by faith I am saved, I am forgiven, I am redeemed, I am delivered. And I am healed by the stripes of Jesus. And I thank you for that in the name of Jesus. And you know, we do that today by faith. We don't have to understand it all. We just know that it's true. And then when we say yes to Jesus, he just takes that yes and he does something amazing with it. And it gets to the place where that you can actually see it with your physical eyes. You know, at first it's faith, but then you can actually see it. So we just want to thank God today for hearing us. You know, the Bible says that when we knock, that he opens the doors. When we seek him, we find him. When we ask, we receive. That is what God says. So there's no way that this don't work because we come to him today in our hearts and we believe him. And we just thank you, Father. We thank you right now in the name of Jesus for hearing our prayers. Lord, you said that when two agree on touching anything they ask, it would be done. So, Father, we thank you that it is done in Jesus' name. We are expecting to see your word come to pass in our life because, Father, we know that it works. We know that it's true. Father, we know you don't lie. And we just thank you, Lord, that every circumstance that we are facing that is not of you, it is temporal. It is subject to change. But, Father, your word is eternal. And we thank you for the gospel message of Jesus Christ, good news to us as believers and good news to the world. And we just thank you today for loving us and being with us in the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Father. Thank you all for praying with us today. You can subscribe to the free audio podcast. And the prayer experience is back tomorrow at 1 p.m. UK time.